All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, I have once again invented a malfunctioning time machine.
Yeah. It's weird that you do that intentionally, but the results are always so fun and unpredictable.
Unpredictable is the watchword here. I figured we would go back in time and malfunction. So it's going to send us to a random time. And then we would run to the newsstand, which is a thing that used to exist, and grab an issue of EGM and play whatever was on the cover.
Extra, extra.
Yeah, we'll read all about it and then play all about it if we can get the final leap, the one that brings us home.
I'm very curious what's going to be on the cover of EGM in like 1820.
It's probably that fucking cup and ball.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. That thing was another really, really dominant for a long time. Cup and ball likes were like all the rage.
Cup and ball clone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, well, you know.
If only you could talk to the ball.
Ever since Hoop and Stick, you know, tried to break into the market and failed.
Yeah. Fucking Hoop and Stick.
All right. Yeah, let's go.
Out of the old timey games, Hoop and Stick certainly has held up the worse than Cup and Ball.
Cup and Ball. Yeah. Yeah.
Like you can go, and then there's that McCollab or whatever game, like the new cool Cup and Ball.
What?
It's called something. It's like a weird kind of stick with two spikes on it and then a ball with a hole in it on a string. Huh. And you kind of like, yeah, a bunch of kids. I think I've mentioned before, a bunch of kids when I lived by the college played it out on the steps. Like they were fucking newsies who had been lost through time.
I remember that. Yeah. I remember you talking about that. Like it was just a like devil sticks kind of things.
Kind of. Yeah. It's very hard to explain. But yeah, let's, but Hoop and Stick, nobody does that anymore.
I mean, outside of Colonial Williamsburg, like the people more people walk around on the shitty wooden stilts.
Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah. Hoop and Stick has really
done fall off. Time for a revival.
It's totally time for a revival of swing music to come back.
Hoop cross
Brian
stick.
Setzer, get to it, man. Like hooping, sticking around. All right. Step in. This will hurt.
Oh, yeah. No. I've got to be reconstituted. Whoa.
Oh, man. Ow. Well, I have memories of being me. I'm not totally sure that I am still me, but you know.
Yeah.
So much shit. It's the early 90s. We didn't get back to 1820. It's just the early 90s.
Oh, okay.
CD who do moms we warn? Are all the rage. Yeah. Who do we warn first? Monica Lewinsky? I don't know. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of people to warn.
What's on the cover?
Oh, it looks like it's Nightbreed, the interactive movie.
I don't know. What like CD Clive Barker Rome. Thing? What the hell?
It's a Clive Barker thing. The Nightbreed. Kids got to learn about Nightbreed someday.
I protest.
This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And welcome to Asshole Struggling, a down-to-earth perspective on IBS and IBS accessories.
There we go. Yeah.
Accurate.
I initially got kind of rankled, like, hey, I'm not an asshole. But then
it's about your butthole and all the poop that comes out of it.
So, and unpredictable times. Yeah. This week, this is a Gary pick. This is Nightbreed, the interactive movie, as distinct from and this is the thing they used to do, Nightbreed, the action game. They did this with a few different things.
Yeah, that was going to be part of a trilogy of games because Clive Barker is a gamer.
Mm-hmm.
And made some games eventually. There's like Clive Barker's Undying and Clive Barker's whatever the other one is.
Jericho.
Thank you. With Jericho Squad. I was looking at video games based on movies.
Okay.
As you do. And I was very surprised to find that they made a Nightbreed video game. And I was just thinking about Nightbreed. So I figured that, you know, that's a nice little, like this game is really hard to make progress in.
Yeah,
but I was thinking, you know, hey, Nightbreed is a topic.
So here's the thing. I've never seen Nightbreed. This is a, I didn't know Nightbreed existed, Gary.
Okay.
And I've pointedly not done any like reading of synopses of what Nightbreed okay. is. And the game didn't do a very good job. Because one time I tried opening a door and I got devoured by berserkers. Another time I got shot by the police, and another time I got eaten by some vampires. So
those are all enemies you have to deal with in Nightbreed.
Okay.
When you're dealing with a Nightbreed, those are all issues. I've got the Nightbreed opening scene open, just in the background, on archive.org without clicking forward the dialogue, just mm-hmm. so I can watch the loop of your guy freaking out in front of the psychologist, grabbing his face, just on a loop this entire podcast.
It looks like he's looking in a mirror for all, all of the semiotics of that is his reflection is talking to him, and he is not speaking.
It does look like that. They did a really great job of capturing this actor's weird fucking face.
Okay.
Like the main guy in Nightbreed has too many bones in his face.
That's an unfortunate.
He's got one of those things.
Yeah. Unfortunate condition. Bone face.
He's got bone faces. And then the person he's talking to, what's his name? The guy with the fly.
Cronenberg.
Yeah. Who's the most fun part of that movie? Mm-hmm. Which is it. It's not a good movie.
Okay. Good to know. It's
just a movie I watched when I was younger and made a big impression on me.
The setup is your main character. He's, is he a doctor or something who, finds out that he has, they call it schizophrenia, but it's like multiple personality disorder. And the other side of him is the serial killer, and he seeks a cure by like learning about this kind of secret world within our world called Mirian.
No.
Okay.
Your main character is a guy with bone face.
Okay.
He keeps dreaming of this, alternate like planet, like space called Mirian, where there are monsters.
Okay.
He goes to his psychologist, Cronenberg, who is a serial killer. And when the heat gets too hot, the psychologist convinces his patient that he is the serial killer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Can you see how I would have arrived at my version based on what you see in the opening?
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. That's pretty, you know, but the lore of what a Nightbreed is way more complicated than that.
Okay.
So, earlier than that, Mr. Boneface got bit by a Nightbreed, and Nightbreed, if you get bit by a Nightbreed, you turn into a Nightbreed when you die.
Well, if you're not Nightbreed, you're meat. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're just food for the Nightbreed. You wake up as a Nightbreed, and the Nightbreed is this little goblin town in a cemetery full of fucked up dudes.
Okay.
Like Google image search some of the cast of the Nightbreed. And you'll see why I chose this, why I was fascinated with this as a kid. There's all kinds of weird, like a fucked up cast to the Nightbreed.
Yeah, there's an awful lot of face putty applied. Here's
extremely goofy, like the guy with the big chin. Like big chin and forehead guy.
There's the hairy lady, those are feathers, spines. Like a hawk lady.
No, she's those are spines. She's a porcupine lady.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, dude. There's one of the dreadlock guys from Battlefield Earth.
The Psylocke or whatever.
There's a Psylocke. There's a fat clown whose stomach has two little worms in it.
Okay.
There's a couple other big flesh babies.
There's the burn victim guy with the button eyes.
So that guy, that is the psychologist. That's his serial killer mask.
Oh,
and it's a good slasher mask.
That is a good slasher mask. Yeah.
He's got a little zipper on his mouth. That's like off to the side. That's off center. It's a really great, the Scarecrow, like Batman Begins mask has nothing on that.
Yeah. These are Nightbreeds. Is that correct? They're little monsters that cannot walk the street during the day, but they have their party and their society.
They have a
down.
Party village. Yes.
Yeah.
They worship a big statue named Baphomet.
Okay.
And some of them they all have like an individual origin, but also like there's a comic, a tie-in comic, which I learned about through doing research, where it talked about the backstory.
Okay.
Of a bunch of the Nightbreeds. Some of them are immortal. Some of them have like one of them's like a beautiful actress, and she was a lesbian at a time when that was not cool, and got into a bar fight and got a cut in her head. She thought it would end her acting career, so she had to go to like an underground skin grafting guy who grafted somebody else's face onto her head, which then started talking to her. And this is in the 20s, so she's immortal and also, I guess, a Nightbreed. But she never got bit by a Nightbreed. Like, the rules of Nightbreeding are fucking incredibly unclear.
Well, this is based on a novella, so I'd be curious to see how that's reflected in there. Like, looking at this imagery does not make a bad case.
No. It looks badass.
Yeah.
Like, everything about this seems weird and classic, like Clive Barker.
Yeah.
Stuff. It's just really confusing. Like, as a thing. So then she has this little, her little face talks to her. Who knows where that personality came from?
She's got it's like a Poor Edward thing, like the Tom Waits song. That's based on an actual guy. Yeah.
Little basket case thing. The statue they worship, the Baphomet statue, is kind of alive. Is kind of a god, but it's hard, unclear. There's so much of this that's unclear. I started watching it again because it's just on YouTube, which is bizarre for a Clive Barker joint. Started watching it again in preparation of this. It was just too long, so I stopped watching it. And I wanted to watch it as an adult because as a kid, this was the we talked about recently. We just recorded the episode on Devotion.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about mirror neurons and stuff and getting freaked out by body horror. It happening to it from a first person perspective does nothing to me.
Okay.
There's a scene in this where a guy comes up who's a mental patient who's trying to convince Mr. Bonyface that he too is a Nightbreed. And the way he does it is by peeling off his own scalp.
Oh God.
And that almost made me faint. Like watching that as a teenager.
Oh yeah. No, that's all awful. Yeah.
I could not fucking handle it.
Yeah.
Even begin to handle it. That I'm a little bit more appreciative of like fucked up little dudes who live in a cemetery having a nonstop monster party worshiping a Baphomet statue. Yeah. You know? Like, now that sounds like a lot more badass.
Yeah.
I kind of want to watch it again and see if I can get past that that skin peeling part that almost killed me as a kid.
Anything involving peeling of skin away from like the fascia there. Yeah. No. Yeah. I mean that exemplified by that one scene in Dagon, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't deglove.
But do not flense.
No flensing. Yeah. Like what god didn't make that one of the commandments? Come on.
Oh, I finally found the chin guy. He's got kind of a moon face.
He's like Mac Tonight.
Yeah.
He's like Mac Tonight, who have Mac Tonight and Mac Tonight could be a Nightbreed. Like, this introduces a lot of questions about like our various, like those two cryptid twins who got all the plastic surgeries. What if they died under the knife and this is just their Nightbreed form?
Oh yeah,
those guys, you know.
Yeah Jocelyn Wildenstein. No, that's Nightbreed.
It explains a lot once you start realizing the Nightbreeds are real.
Once your Nightbreed build.
Yeah, like this is, you know, conspiracies have a dark edge now. It's 2022. I could get behind this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a Nightbreed. They don't,
you know,
there's nothing sinister. It's not Democrats. They're not harvesting adrenochrome. Mm-hmm. They're having a nonstop monster party in a city under the cemetery.
And they don't want us there.
They don't want us there. They want us to leave them alone. And we want to leave them alone.
Right. But because of the way lesser magic works to get their powers and to keep their Nightbreedhood alive, they have to tell us. They have to admit it. They have to rub it in our face, Gary.
Yeah. Well, they made this dreams.
And they made this movie about Nightbreed. So we wouldn't take it seriously, but I'm telling you city councilman that the Nightbreeds are real.
It's like, whatever that's called, the controlled opposition or the fact that they kept showing 9/11 happening in cartoons.
Yeah. Yeah.
To prep us for it, so we wouldn't freak out, because what we did was not, did not count as a freak out.
no, it was a, yeah, we it was a perfect, cool with it. We definitely killed a million people in the right country.
It was not a reaction at all because I'd seen the right cartoons.
Yeah. It's called predictive programming is the conspiracy theory term for that. Yeah.
It's also worth, when I was a kid, I was so blind to like subtext because I was an idiot teenager. Uh-huh. This is so obviously like a queer coming of age story.
Uh-huh.
Finding out like, oh, there's a community of people who accept me and they just want to party and be left alone. But all the white cops want to go kill them for no reason. And then there's, you know, they're kind of clan coded as evil rednecks. Like that's very obvious to me now.
They even call it like the Sons of Freedom or something like that.
Yes.
I saw that because, you know, this, we can talk about how unplayable this game is, but like I just decided to YouTube cheat this until it got boring watching like a little dungeon crawl, but
it's hard to know how to move when you get control of this game, and you control a cursor in this, and I shit you not, up and down is controlled with the apostrophe and forward slash key, and left and right with the Z and X.
Yeah, and looking at the a list of devices that this is supported on, they would always either have a joystick or it would have arrow keys. So I do not know why they have me controlling this game like an Etch-a-Sketch.
It is exactly like an Etch-a-Sketch. That's a great pull. And when you start off, once you meet with the psychologist, you have to drive somewhere and you just have to click on the place of the road. Like you drive moment by moment to move your little car icon around. Mm-hmm. It took me a long time to figure out how to do that.
Yeah. It moves very slow and you have to be pointed right at the next intersection that you want to go to. And the intersection may be a gas station where you can fill up. There's no money in this. You just fill up. So do it every time. Or it might be a police roadblock, which you can just either decide, okay, I'll take the time tax and go around, or I will risk ramming through it. Which, you know, could get you through that intersection, but there's a risk that it'll pop your tire. And so you'll move slowly until you get to a gas station next.
Yes. Yeah. I got my gas tank hit, but nothing happened. At least as far, you know, at least not yet.
You still got the game going, bud?
it's just going in the background.
Okay.
It's going. I'm fascinated by the idea of Nightbreeds.
How does a planet figure into this, Gary? Because, I mean, if this is Monster Party,
says that they're trying to save a planet called Midian. In the movie, at the very least, it's a little community that lives under a graveyard.
Okay.
It's got nothing to do with a planet. So I don't know if the Wikipedia is wrong or if the game is pretty different.
So it's possible that the person who was writing that was not familiar with the source material. And so like when they saw like, oh, it's like another world with these night breeds, these little freaks, these little fucked up little guys, but heard another world and thought planet that you can't just send that to me.
No, why not?
It's the moon face guy and he's sitting there and, you know, I can deal with the chin and I can deal with his fucked up forehead. I can't deal with his curved knife.
I'm struggling with his finger me stare personally. That's Kinski. That's that guy. I wanted to figure out who that night breed was.
Okay.
We'll find out who the what Kinski's story is.
Just that curved blade.
I love that he's got a background like he's just taken a senior portrait. Like all the pictures on the Nightbreed wiki are all senior portrait day at Academy or whatever.
These feel like production photos or like they took these for trading cards. Like collect them all. The Nightbreed trading card game.
Oh yeah.
Sorry.
You died when you opened up that door from the Berserkers. The Berserkers are ancient night breeds who were created as part of a government. Like they're kind of X-Men, but they're kind of not. Like they were created as part of a super soldier program, but they killed as many of their allies as they did the enemies.
Okay. So they
had to be locked away. And Mr. Boneface, who becomes a Cabal, I think is his name when he becomes a night breed. He lets them all free to fight the rednecks.
Okay.
Like, and they're kind of go on a rampage and they use the distraction to escape and form a better party. And then in the comic, which I was looking at some frames of, like they're just having a big Thanksgiving dinner. All the night breeds are just hanging out you know, doing a Friendsgiving. Good for them.
Hey, you know,
go Nightbreeds. Kinski's specialty is melee combat.
Of course.
And he's allied with Peliquin, who is the one with the horrible flesh dreads.
Okay.
There. And that is the one who bit Cabal.
And, yeah. Okay. Yeah. The one you have to run away from it, yeah. Which is okay. So now I understand, because you point your little car over to the graveyard, right? Cause you hear, yeah, that's where, Mirian is. And, you've got three options. You can, go to Mirian, which, yeah, has you open the door and get devoured by the berserkers. You can, yeah, look around, at which point the police will come up on you and kill you. Or you can go into the graveyard where the flesh dreads guy will bite you. And then you have to press the space button over and over again to run away out to where the police are. They will shoot you, and then you will wake, yep, up in the morgue.
You, okay, wake up as a Nightbreed.
Yeah. I would be fine with that, trial and error. Like, just understand, like, oh, it's the bite that lets me survive this unwinnable situation. Cool. If I didn't have to go back to the beginning every time, oh, yeah, I died. And also if there was any communication of what I needed to do, because, you know, this is an interactive movie, but it's more like a bunch of like QTEs, like little cutscenes that you do. And it's like, all right, there's no prompt that says hammer space to run.
It's that, but you just need to know what you're supposed to do because you watched the movie.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. You know,
like that's what it feels like is the idea, behind. Sorry, I just caught a glimpse of Kinski again. I got to delete that off the Slack thing I gave you. I can't, like, look at his face.
It's like, I told you. I just, I'm waiting for him to lick that blade.
he's really good. I don't want to tell you what to do, but that'd be a good image for this episode.
Like, I don't know. I don't know. What's going on with this left hand? Because he looks like he's got some fancy rings on there for punching.
Sure. Well, his specialty is melee combat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No. He's my friend.
This image isn't high res enough for me to make it to use for the show, unfortunately.
You might be able to find a good high res computer. Show me a high res Kinski.
give me a non blurry Kinski.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
Anywho, I assume that you would know more about Nightbreed because it was a Clive Barker joint.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing about me. My Clive Barker catalog really only extends to like Hellraiser, you know. Like, I never even played like the Undying back in the heyday. I did it on Hex Crank like 5 years ago, but I was a little bit bummed out that it was more of like just a straight up like Doom action shooter that had, yeah, like a couple of cool horror things, you know, to it. But yeah, no, not my primary horror joint.
I'm making you a meme real quick. Hold on a second.
Jesus. You're making it for me. The listener has nothing to do. Like, they've got no insight into this. Yeah.
I know. Something popped into my head and I can't not do it. I'm sorry. It's you can describe it.
Okay.
That'll have to be what happens. If you won't use that low res thing as it, maybe I can convince you to use this. Okay, now I got to pull it up. Anyway, so you Hellraiser, we know that. And this has a lot to do with that because it is weirdly kind of horny.
Yeah. You know? A Clive Barker thing is kind of horny?
Yeah.
Oh, God, no. I mutly laughed too hard and I got lightheaded. So I gotta tell you, your craft on this isn't very good. But the idea is there, and I think the idea is, I
did do it while podcasting.
I'll give you a couple points for that. It's the same picture of Kinski with his moon chin and like the weird lumpy forehead kind of deal, the kind of tumor that he has up there. He's holding the curved knife. In the negative space, there is some writing. It says, Kinski fact, the clit is the seat of a woman's pleasure, which really does give context to those come finger me eyes.
Look at his face. Does it look like he's saying that? Yeah. Look at his eyes. Look at his mouth. Kinski's dropping some science on you.
Yeah. See, just one of those guys at a party in high school who really needs to communicate. You give everybody tips on how to go down on a lady.
Yeah, all whoever, like, I'm a 17-year-old. I'm gonna find all the 14-year-olds and tell them what fingering is. Like, that's the kind of dude Kinski is.
Yeah. Kinski's like, all right, here's what you got to do. You got to put an ice cube in your mouth.
It's all shit like that.
What the fuck are you doing?
Kinski's the kind of guy who would walk up to you and then as a threat be like, I'm going to tie your dick in a knot with my tongue or something like that. And be like, that's not a threat, man.
I'm very confused.
Are you confused about what do you do with the cherries? What's going on, Kinski? And he would just have that smile on his face like, hey.
God, Kinski. Is Kinski horny in the movie? Is there a horn?
Boy, it's hard for me to remember. Like, there's a lot of Nightbreeds is the thing. Like, they go down to their under cemetery monster party village, and there's just like, we get introduced to 10 characters really quickly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and again, you're making a very good case for this. Like, that is a laudable thing to do with this kind of, you know, schlocky movie, you know, like with that premise. Like, I just, how many little ghoulies can we cram into this?
Yeah.
You know, it's the same ethic behind the just like, oh yeah, we need 5 centibytes. Cool.
Exactly. Cause
I get to fixate on 5 different centibytes who all have like different things.
Yeah, one of them is named CD, and he spits CDs out of his mouth.
Yeah, and they you fight at a dance hall. Yeah,
I'm if I didn't have like half a year's worth of unfilmables in mind, Nightbreed would be up there because I have no idea if it holds up. Like, I don't know if this is good,
right?
But don't you want to learn about the Nightbreeds? Like, I don't know. I got there's lore here that I want to know.
I'm wrapped around the axle on these Nightbreeds.
Yeah. Really got to know more about these. Ooh, alternative ending. Yeah, I just really got to know more about these Nightbreeds. Also, I remember this even from when I watched it when I was young. The villain performance, the psychologist, is really good. Cronenberg does it. It's really charismatic and fun.
Nice.
Super, super good. I remember that from being a kid and being like, this is a cool, chilling villain. This guy's a badass.
Yeah. It's, I would not have expected, you know, because... A lot of the time when the director comes out from behind the camera, it's like, no, come on, man.
Yeah, it's Tarantino.
Yeah. Precisely. Yeah.
Like, and Tarantino doesn't look unlike Kinski, now that I'm thinking about it. Like, it's kind of a Kinski.
Yeah.
He's got that weird, like, Punch and Judy kind of skull shape.
Yeah.
He's shaped like a Mac tonight.
Yeah. No, Kinski looks like he has some opinions about feet. Yeah.
Yeah. He had tons of opinions about feet, this Kinski guy.
Gosh, I could see Uma Thurman not wanting to work with Kinski again.
me too 100%.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, no, just I did not know what a Nightbreed was when I saw you put this on the calendar, but you have sold me. You've sold me. On this, Gary.
I've pilled you.
Yeah,
I'll make you a mean real quick.
I can't vamp on this, but I want to ask, like, so with this setup, right? Yep. And with the fact that Alexander Yodorovsky called Nightbreed the first truly gay horror fantasy epic, how does this end? Does Cabal get to while away the time? Does Cabal, you know, get like, you know, get to live with this new community, or does he sacrifice himself so the community can go on?
He gets the rednecks come and destroy much of the community. Baphomet charges Cabal with, since he broke the community by leading them there, he has to rebuild it. So he lets the berserkers loose and they all escape and go to another, build like another Morlock village.
Gotcha.
For themselves.
Okay. The meme that she put here, same image, right? Man, knife, finger me eyes, lecherous smile. But the text is now, I get to say the N-word because Sam Jackson said it's okay.
That's my Tarantino impression.
Is that seriously what Tarantino says?
I was just reaching for a reason he thinks it should be okay.
Okay.
I was working backwards from the fact that he thinks it's okay.
Okay.
So
all right.
What possible thing could instill that mediocre white man with that much confidence? It's got to be the power of Samuel Jackson.
Yeah. No, I didn't know if you had like specific knowledge that was a thing that he said. Yeah. I can see him saying something like that.
It sounds a lot like something he'd say.
Yeah. How far did you get in the game?
Not far, to the cemetery.
Yeah.
And couldn't really keep going.
Yeah. There's only like one video. Okay. So there is some game facts on this. There are no actual facts, but on the Atari ST version, we have a thread here. Good memories. How long ago do you think this person, played to say wistfully good memories? Yeah.
The game came out in 1991.
Something like that. Yeah.
1992. Movie came out in 1990. I'm going to guess 1998.
No, wrote this 6 years ago. So in 2016, they say completed this game 4 years ago with the use of save states. I believe my videos are the only ones on YouTube showing the game from start to finish. Check it out if you're curious.
Well, this is very sweet. Cave Dweller 2000. And then Icicle says, cool vids, man. And then he's like, wow, I never thought anyone would come to this board, let alone respond to my post. Thanks.
Very wholesome.
Everyone gets their 15 minutes.
Being like, yes, memories, the good memories of 2012.
I remember when I found out this existed and downloaded it from delisted.org or whatever.
Home of the underdogs kind of deal. The fact that this is called the interactive movie, like, to me conjured the image of it being like an FMV kind of deal.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah, but this is more, it's all like pixel art kind of stuff.
It's a shitty video game. I was expecting it to be like a CD-ROM, like an Encarta kind of thing, and hoping for it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Would have preferred it to be. So it real bust in terms of play. I just wanted to talk about Nightbreed for a little bit.
The
nonstop monster party under a cemetery.
Yeah
It's pretty fun, and it's just Morlocks and or Malkavians, or not Malkavians. Mm-hmm. Nosferatu.
Yeah,
like it's very similar that when you go to when you see their underground lair, it has like Ewok rope bridges and shit. It's a lot like the sewer setup that the Nosferatu have in Bloodlines.
Yeah. Wow. They were considering Rutger Hauer or Christopher Lambert for the lead role until they had to settle for Craig Sheffer.
Yeah. Who was the first Rutger Hauer? Rutger Hauer has enough bones in his face.
He does have very many bones
in
his face.
So does Lambert. Because Cabal ends up looking like just a guy with too many bones, like Rocky Dennis, but with a bunch of weird ritual scarring in his face.
Okay.
That's what that character looks like in his Nightbreed form.
Yeah.
Nightbreed.
Go to your local library and ask them about Nightbreed.
Nightbreed.
Until they tell you.
Yeah, just Nightbreed. There's going to be a Nightbreed RPG. And the video games is gonna be a trilogy with the interactive movie and the action game, and then an RPG about Nightbreed.
That probably would have been unplayable.
Undoubtedly.
Yeah.
And then like a two-part graphic novel produced Hellraiser versus the Nightbreed Jihad.
What?
Yeah,
I don't care for that subtitle at all. But
it was very popular back then. The Cenobites as agents of order against the chaotic nemesis, the Nightbreed, and their jihad, holy war of extermination of the first wage of the latter.
Is it like which of them can be more queer coded? Is that what it is?
It does seem like to be a Project Runway.
Yeah, I'm down.
The battle of the metaphors in Clive Barker's head.
Yeah. No,
it's real weird to think of Cenobites as the ultimate agents of order.
But that's what they are. They work for Leviathan, the big polygon in the sky.
Yeah. Which I guess is the opposite of Baphomet. The Clive Barker extended universe fucking fucks. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I am way into the, you know, creepy little goblins and ghouls and shit. Like, yeah, it's all really good.
Huh.
So,
good stuff. Gary, there's a television adaptation in development at Sci-Fi.
Ooh, still?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. I like most recent update, June 2018. So maybe.
Yeah. Maybe, possibly. Probably got derailed by COVID. Who knows?
That would make sense. Must see the Nightbreed thing. Hell yeah.
Missing Nightbreed.
Wanting Nightbreed. Yeah. Must learn more about Nightbreed. If I do decide to watch it again, I do have to watch that guy peel his skin off again, though. So at least I know it's coming.
You can just do what I do with Large Marge. Just look away.
Yeah. Yeah. I recently found out that the Smile movie features people killing pets.
Oh,
like
no.
That movie looks kind of like good, and it's supposed to actually be pretty scary. You know, they're like, oh, you know, this is not a great movie, but it's a good like scare delivery system. But I'm like, I don't want to watch a bunch of pets get hurt.
I mean, I guess it just depends on how frequently it happens. I don't know. Like
every minute on the minute.
It's just a little picture in picture down in the bottom corner. It's
kind of a little update. It's like a little vet's office closed circuit camera.
Just like a ding counter.
CinemaSin.
I watched The Empty Man. I enjoyed that, but that has a dog who is killed for ritual reasons. You do not see it happening, but there is, you know.
Shit, sad, hard to watch. If people like this show, learn about Nightbreed. Go to your local library.
Bar the door behind you. This is everybody's problem now.
Turn it into your own secret Midian. Also leave us ratings, reviews on Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict. Tell your friends and go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Check out Best Quality Vacuum, our new show about Breaking Bad and related works. BestQualityVacuum.net.
Yeah. Anything else?
Not that I can think of.
What should they do until next time, Cole?
Watch out for Nightbreed awareness. Get it. Accumulate it.